This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. No comment from President-elect Trump's camp, but multiple sources tell CBS News he is set to abandon his choice for defense secretary and replace him with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, as Pete Hegseth faces a number of scandals, including claims of sexual misconduct and alcohol abuse. Correspondent Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
CBS News has learned at least four GOP senators would withhold their support if a confirmation vote were held today. Louisiana's John Kennedy says Hegseth needs to address the allegations.
What specifically do you want to know?
I want to know if they're true. And I want to hear his side of the story.
The Supreme Court takes up the hot-button issue of transgender rights for kids this morning. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The case today involves whether a state can deny minors medical access to puberty blockers or whether that violates the Equal Protection Clause. The federal government has joined the side challenging the Tennessee law.
A frantic search continues in western Pennsylvania for Elizabeth Pollard, who parked her car Monday night and left her five-year-old granddaughter inside as she went out to search for her lost cat. Police believe she fell into a sinkhole. CBS Pittsburgh's Lauren Linder.
Now, first responders say that the mine is becoming compromised and the conditions are more dangerous, but they're still actively searching to find Pollard. And they say that they're going to continue to call this a rescue mission until they see differently.
Police found the child safe inside the car. Northeasterners still digging out from under up to 6 feet of snow are in for round two tonight and tomorrow. Meteorologist Craig Allen expects
bitter cold and this time even stronger winds to cause not only whiteout conditions, but blizzard conditions in and around the Great Lakes.
An Academy Award-winning director has just won a legal victory. CBS's Vicki Barker at the Foreign Desk.
A French appeals court has just upheld the acquittal of French-Polish filmmaker Roman Polanski over a defamation case brought by a woman who'd accused him of rape. 57-year-old Charlotte Lewis said Polanski had defamed her when he dismissed as a heinous lie her accusation that he'd raped her when she was a teenager. The courts now confirmed she was not defamed, though it did not weigh in on whether her original rape accusation was the truth.
Spotify's just taken the wraps off its list of most streamed artists of 2024, and it's a repeat.
Sign on your heart, said it's still reserved for me.
Taylor Swift is number one for the second year in a row with more than 26.6 billion streams. This is CBS News.
Steel holiday savings are here. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel holiday gift guide at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A cold front brings gusty winds and a little snow today. A wind advisory is in effect this afternoon through midnight. Forecasters are warning of blowing snow and reduced visibility, along with sub-zero wind chills expected through tomorrow morning. A Kenosha County teacher already facing child-related sex crime charges now has additional charges in Racine County, including felony child enticement. A preliminary hearing for Anna Crocker is scheduled for next week. The state DNR is reporting a slight increase in deer hunters this year with about 790,000 licenses sold. There was a total harvest of about 190,000 deer. The season was notably safe, with only one non-fatal firearm-related incident reported. And in its inaugural year, the Gateway Technical College esports program achieved success. Three of their teams reached the Eastern College Athletic Conference playoffs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Short turnaround. The Bucks host the Atlanta Hawks tonight. The Bucks coming off a 127-107 win over the Pistons last night in Detroit. Head coach Doc Rivers on their seventh win in a row.
The more we attack the paint, the more open shots we're going to get. Detroit is a help basketball team like every team is. And our guys just found the open man.
College hoops. Number 5th ranked Marquette is at Iowa State tonight. On Saturday, they'll host Wisconsin. The Badgers losing to Michigan 67-64. Their first loss loss of the season, head coach Greg Gard.
Credit to Michigan. They banked on us not being able to bang in some threes and did a good job of gumming up the paint and made it hard in terms of that regard, and were able to get enough offense going to get past us.
NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur asked if Jair Alexander will be able to play Thursday night against the Lions despite his knee injury.
We'll see. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not a doctor.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and windy today with light snow developing this afternoon. Temperatures are going to drop as well. We'll go from the 30s around midday into the low 20s by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, 13 with a wind chill below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Deliberately picked that up-tempo Beach Boys song to lift my spirits after a tough loss by the Wisconsin Badgers last night. More about that later.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Memorial Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Stay. Oh, Monday,
local news, timeless hits, and now Christmas classics, too? We've got it all for you on WRJN. More Christmas classics coming your way. We'll sprinkle them in throughout the day, all the way up until Christmas, naturally. I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. It's Wednesday, but then you already knew that. That means that tomorrow night is that all-important Packer game against the Lions that you'll be able to hear here on WRJN. But did you see the picture that went viral? A Detroit Lion player photographed in front of the chalkboard in one of their meeting rooms in Detroit. And on the chalkboard, it wasn't a blank chalkboard. No, it was filled full of the code words they used to call out the plays at the line. Omaha, roundabouts, pancake, whatever it was, you know, whatever those words meant. Now they got to come up with a whole new code word system. Gee, I feel real bad for that Detroit Lion player. Not. But Packer football going to be headed your way tomorrow night here on WRJN with Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron making the calls. It's going to be an important game with the pregame at 5, the kickoff at 7, and is sponsored by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Gabriel the Promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com, and by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. And again, gets underway starting at 5 with the pregame on WRJN.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine.
WRJN. I took my troubles down to Madam Racine. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said what you need is love potion number 9.
rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a-thumping, and you, a brown-eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. You have grown, cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
Coming up, but now it's time to make good on that local news promise with an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A student at Indian Trail High School in Kenosha was arrested after bringing a gun to school on Monday. Officials found out through a tip received through social media. School officials and police did detain the students, but they only found the weapon after the teen was processed through the jail intake. An initial search failed to find it. The student is in custody and police say no threats were made by the kid with the weapon. Numbers from the hunt are in. Derek Tritz has more about the deer harvest.
The Wisconsin DNR has released preliminary license and harvest totals for this year's gun deer season. Preliminary figures show a slight increase in Wisconsin deer hunters from the same time period last year. Sales for deer hunting privileges reached 791,023 sales, up from 2023's 788,000. These figures might indicate an end to a downward trend in hunter participation, according to deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel.
And that's really good news given the long-term trend we've been describing that we've seen over the last couple of decades of a slow decline in participation. And so license sale numbers actually a hair up this year compared to last year. That's good to see.
Preliminary harvest totals showed that Wisconsin hunters registered 89,787 antler deer and 99,835 antlerless deer for a total of 189,662 deer for the 2024 gun deer season. This is a 5.2% increase from last year's harvest total.
In its first year of existing, the Gateway Technical College esports program had some success. Three of its teams reached the Eastern College Athletic Conference playoffs. A statement from the school says the successful debut in collegiate play highlights the potential of Gateway's esports program. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN.
cloudy and windy today with light snow developing this afternoon. Temperatures are going to drop as well. We'll go from the 30s around midday into the low 20s by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, 13 with a wind chill below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
everybody. You're right. This is Howard Kalin from the Turtles. Go Pack! This is going to be an easy one.
Imagine me and you. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. That song by the Turtles, Howard Kalin, lead singer of the Turtles, introduced that song with an homage to the Pack. Thank you very much, Howard. Don Rosen, as long as I'm dropping names, tomorrow morning on his morning show on WRJN, going to be talking about the Community Safety Candlelight Vigil coming up this Sunday at Racine City Hall with a couple of special guests, John Tate II, from the City of Racine Department of Community Safety, and Isaiah Lambert, Intensive Outreach Specialist. Again, that Community Safety Candlelight Vigil to honor victims of violence is coming up Sunday, 4 p.m. at Racine City Hall. And details tomorrow morning with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Baines AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Baines AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves.
Curbside pickup available and the lowest prices for over 30 years only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The second day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, where every day feels like game day. Check out Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Forget the day, but they are up tight time. They will chase it away. I get a relaxation, and it's time to groove. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. I'll talk about plans now, baby. Nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. They have a book tight time. Baby, chase it away. Chase it away. I get a relaxation. Oh, Lord, time to prove. I thank the Lord for the night time. Oh, Lord, the night time. I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the night time. Forget the day. Give up a tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation.
Local news, timeless hits, and Paul Harvey with the rest of the story on WRJN. Abbey Road album, side one, track one on WRJN.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
those hits. WRJN, Strawberry Alarm Clock, a one-hit wonder group that went all the way to number one. One and done. Not the case for the Dave Clark 5, WRJN.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Again, catch us if you can.